Welcome to the show. I'm sitting here together with a very special person, Professor Pekka Valitu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're a big name in the fiber world, but interestingly, a lot of people don't know some fiber products still. GC also just released the EverX Flow. How long have you been working on the EverX Flow?
With EverX Flow for around 4 or 5 years, but of course behind all that we had this 30 years of history of making research of fiber composites, and it had taken that much time, which is very analog to that of whole development or evolution of dental treatments, for instance, like with dental implants. It took 35 years before they came very popular. And with fibers, now we have been working in practice around 25 years. Out of that, this EverX Flow or this short fiber composite world has been running for altogether a bit less than 10 years. And we have launched one new product regarding short fibers, EverX Posterior, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And that was a good one, but it was not necessarily the most easy to be used. And therefore, there was need for something which is easier for handling properties. At the same time, when we clearly saw trend toward bulk filling composite resins and that kind of flowable type of looking like materials. And that was exactly what we started to look at more in detail. And the key point in all this with all of all fibers is that when we have something as a filler for resin composite, which is not particulate only, those fiber-like materials can actually resist crack growth. So when the crack starts to go throughout the material and the crack meets fiber, it stops. Mm. That's the basic function of all composite materials from engineering purpose applications to our present fiber composites in dental field. And in this context, of course, the most effective type of fibers, they are long fibers. In mouth, it means that they are maybe 5 millimeters or 2 centimeters in length. They are long fibers for us. And then it's obvious that those long fibers cannot be put into the root canal. No, then into the cavity. To the root canal, yes, vertically, but not to the cavity. And that's why we started to cut the fibers to the length that they have room enough in a cavity, and then starting to look at what would be the optimal way to toughen and reinforce the filling composite resin. And as I say, this EverX Posterior, like the name says, that it's only for posterior restorations, which are teeth which is having around 8 millimeters or 10 millimeters dimensions, where you can have short fibers, which are actually quite long ones. They are around 1 millimeter in length. But they cannot be used in premolars, they cannot be used in incisors, because space for these 1 millimeter fibers as a bulky material is too much. And that was the start for developing something which is having equal or even better mechanical properties. Most importantly, toughness, which is one clinically significant material property, which can be used in small size teeth, premolars, canines, incisors. Of course, one can think that it's simple to cut the fiber, a shorter one, but they are not making the composite anymore that strong. What has to be done at the same time, that you have to look at what is diameter of the fiber versus length of the fiber. This is so-called aspect ratio of the filler, and when you are cutting down length of the fibers and willing still to have this kind of reinforcing effect, then you have to make the diameter of the fiber also smaller one. Then that ratio is going to be almost or exactly the same what we had in this previous EverX Posterior, although the fiber length is going to be smaller. And then by that optimization, we made a lot of experiments, a lot of research to optimize fiber content, fiber length, other fillers, to have flowable viscosity, good translucency, good appearance for the material, and good polymerization properties, until we found the present composition, which is now found in the EverX Flow material. It's flowable, it contains fibers, fibers having that specific optimized aspect ratio, which means that they are toughening. And surprisingly, this flowable material, it is actually stronger and more tough than Everex Posterior was.
Oh, really?
So it's slightly better in all respects, plus much easier handling.
So actually, we are allowed to skip Everex Posterior. That's interesting, because
they are, of course, they are different. Everex Posterior have certain benefits, and that's coming if we have really big cavity which can be actually loaded with packable material. So they are, to some extent, of course, Everex Flow certainly will replace Everex Posterior, but not completely. And then, of course, during these years, we have seen some other application for Everex Posterior, this packable composite, which cannot be actually so easily used in by flowable one. And those are something which can be found in laboratories, dental laboratories, building up cores for crowns and that kind of application, which most likely is still easier to get with posterior like packable composite. But for a clinician, directly use resin composite, certainly Everex Flow will eat market of Everex Posterior.
That's interesting, because that was a question when I was using, because the Everex Flow is so easy to use that it's compared to Everex Posterior kind of a cheating.
Yeah.
And actually also in the beginning I didn't know why we need a dentine shade for that, because basically I'm an endodontist, and whenever you're thinking about endodontics, you don't come past the Everex Posterior when you think very long about it. And it's good to hear that it's something that you can even apply very good into small MB2 canals.
Yeah.
And coming back to the dentine shade, I first thought I won't need it, but now I realized what the benefit is due to the aesthetics. Although we are just having we don't have it in a bulk way.
And also what can be done is that when you need good translucency, namely good polymerization depth by light, you can start using in the deeper parts of root canal opening, for instance, or deep cavities with translucent one, and then stop and change the material to be shaded Everex Flow, that part which is needed to be aesthetically more pleasant looking. So it can be a combination of two different Everex Flow materials.
Yeah, actually, in the beginning, I even combined it that I did a layer of the masking layer after the dentine shade, but I found out that it's actually not necessary.
Not yet, yeah.
It's has a very good chroma. Stefan and I, we did a podcast about Everex Flow as well, and Stefan is also doing lectures and courses for cracked teeth. So teeth with existing cracks. And I remember a workshop by Professor Kreti from Geneva, and he's a fan of the Everstick net, just a fiber net, and to put it on a crack. So and the question arose, what's the better choice? If we have a small existing crack, should we rather cover it still with the net, or can we use Everex Flow and have similar properties?
Of course, with long fibers like what you can found from Everstick net, the efficiency to resist crack propagation is higher than with short fibers, although the aspect ratio is now quite optimized. So theoretically, Everstick net is better to resist and then support these fractured pieces of teeth in one piece. But in practical perspective, when we have to use it clinically with the most likely in a very short period of time, we don't have that much time. Then the net effect of putting Everstick net, nothing, or Everex flow puts the balance to the side of Everex Flow, because it's so easy to use. And we know that it's very effective material to eliminate crack growth. Toughness values, which is describing how easily crack grows through the material and maybe reach the dentin underneath where we can have the pre-existing crack. The difference from normal filling composites is something that we have value of 1 or 1.1 of regular composites, and when we are having Everex Flow, it's going to be almost 3.
Oh, okay.
Which means that you need to have 3 times or 2.5 times more energy to have fracture go through the EVOX flow layer, and then it will meet the already fractured dentin. But with long fibers, that value is actually even much higher. Clinically, certainly, in most cases, I think this is the easiest way to use it.
Hmm. Actually, I already also heard a lecture from Mark Frater, which really convinced me to use more EVOX posterior and, of course, the fiber net. And I'm really interested in also hearing his opinion about EVOX flow, but you probably know each other very well.
No, quite well, quite well.
Quite well. Yeah, so it's for sure an excited product, kind of underrated in the dental field, at least in Germany. My first connection to fiber composite was actually the EVOX posterior 6 years ago.
it's interesting because, as said, we have been working also commercially with this fiber since 1997.
Sometimes even like at my university it was mentioned, for example, with splinting lower two teeth, that they even included some fibers and did splinting on the incisors. But it was never that it was supported by a lot of, how do you call it, restorative main players in Germany.
Oh, actually prosthodontists. Yeah.
No, also restorative professors. For example, I mention or always remember some people even asking at courses, what about EVOX posterior? The question was, well, there's not so much evidence about it, or I tested it, it didn't make a lot of difference, of course, but nobody really asked the question, okay, you tested it, but how much? No difference did it make? Did it make any difference, and where are the tests results?
Yeah, and that's actually correct, because there are a lot of in vitro studies where that kind of huge difference have not been able to show. And then this is very simply because if we are thinking about ratio of thickness of enamel versus dentin, it's around 2 millimeters and maybe 2 millimeters of dentin underneath, then pulp comes. And now this EVOX posterior, like EVOX flow, that is going to be used to replace dentin part, which is that natural fiber composite part. Meaning that the ratio of our restoration should be almost the same, like 1 or 1.5, 2 millimeters regular hybrid composite resin on top of 2 millimeters layer or more of EVOX flow or EVOX posterior. That ratio actually makes the whole restoration and the remaining too strong. But if you would put 3 millimeters of hybrid composite and only 1 millimeter of EVOX posterior flow, then the ratio is not correct. And that means that fracture can go through 3 millimeters until it meets the first fibers. And that's too late. The teeth has fractured. So we have to look at actually how nature has made the ratio of enamel and dentin and copy that with our materials of what we are now introducing.
Okay, so for the users out there, think about EVOX flow as a dentin replacement.
Yes.
And then you're doing everything right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good conclusion.
Conclusion.
Actually, one last thing. Now it's also marketed as a core build-up, and before that, there was like people were afraid, oh, you always have to cover EVOX posterior, and actually at the Iron Care workshop, he basically explained this myth for us. We can use it as a core build-up, but we have to cover it with the crown in the end, and then it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. We always instruct to cover fiber composite with some other composite resin, because fiber composite, anyhow, it's its so-called macrofield composite, which cannot be polished so well. But it can be polished, but the level of gloss is not that what can be obtained with our best resin composites. That's why we instruct to put a layer of regular filling composite on top of fibers. But it's from practical experience, we all know that it's not at all catastrophe if it's exposed to oral cavity. But for regulatory reasons and to get the optimal end result, we don't want to see this polished but not high gloss surface without coverage with our normal composite materials in mouth.
Great. I think it was a great talk. Very nice insight into the EverX Flow world.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll try to put some literature under the podcast for everybody who's interested in reading more about. It's not FRC, it's now SFRC.
Yeah, right? Short. Life is short.
Yeah. So thanks.
You're short fibers.
Thanks for the talk.
Thank you.